Welcome to another Message from the Heart. Life-changing messages from the heart of Pastor Darren Brown, Senior Pastor of Coast Church, Mumbai.
To Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
When the Christmas angels came flying down to earth, they flew into fields in Bethlehem and sang of Jesus' birth. But 10 of them were smaller and couldn't fly so fast. Their little wings were not so strong, and so they got their last. Each of them was hoping to play his little part, for each of them had willing hands and each a loving heart. Will there be a place for me? Each wondered as they flew. Will there be some little thing that even I can do? Christmas Day. Each of them was hoping to find a part to play. Through the stable doorway, they tiptoed in a line. One flew to Mary's side, and then there was nine. Nine little angels, standing side by side, saw the shepherds crossing across the fields outside. A little lamb was followed, afraid he would be late. One went and brought him in, and then there were eight. eight little angels with folded hands and wings peeped into the manger to see the King of Kings. Kneeling by the baby, the little King of Heaven, one rocked the manger, and then there were seven. Seven little angels saw the wise men bring gifts of gold and frankincense to give the little king. The angels had no presents but out of straws and sticks. One made a toy for him, and then there were six. Busy angels looking all around saw the cobwebbed rafters and straw upon the ground. The stable was a humble place for Jesus to arrive. One swept it nice and clean, and then there were five. Five little angels beside the stable stall knew the gentle animals were puzzled by it all. They told him it was Jesus on the stable floor. One showed them how to kneel, and then there was four. Four little angels near the manger's bed wished they had a pillow for the baby's head. One took a bunch of hay and gently bee. She laid it under his head, and then there were three. Three little angels saw the baby wake, saw him smiled and stayed a while for his sweet sake. Mary gently covered him with her cloak of blue. One helped to tuck him in, and then there were two. Two little angels standing by the door wondered whether either was needed anymore. Everything seemed tidy and nothing left undone. One trimmed the lantern, and then there was one. One tiny angel, his tiny wings spread wide, came flying from the stable and nestled by my side. "Come and see the baby," he whispered in my ear. "Come and worship Jesus. Christmas time is here."
Best Christmas present I've got so far is I'm able to sing this song. They left me this song.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Truly he taught us to love one another. It is his love and his gospel is peace. Chains he shall break, for slave is our brother. And in all name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raising, let all within us praise his holy name. Run, Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. Glory evermore proclaim. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Fall on your knees. Oh,
Well, I hope you're enjoying this Christmas do. Is everybody enjoying this? Just thought I'd ask the obvious question. You know, Christmas is a time of gifts, and I just want to share for a couple of minutes around gift giving. Because, as I say, Christmas is a time of giving gifts. We love to receive them. We love to give them. And I'm not sure what you're hoping for Christmas. But I did a little bit of research because it's always fascinated me, some of the presents that are handed out at Christmas time. And I came up with a few of these. Thank you, Zonia. Not that one, the next one. Bacon strip adhesive bandages. A turkey mask for, you know, which everybody needs at some point. And this, a selfie toaster. Can you believe that? A selfie toaster. How good is that? The next lot's pretty interesting. These little bouncy, kind of grapey things. Shoes that look like feet. How good is that? Insects and worms stuck in sort of icy pole things. Or toffee. Anybody up for one of those afterwards? No, I didn't think so. And this mug, if you can't read it, I'll read it out for you. It says, I like long romantic walks down every aisle at Target. Next one, thanks. Obviously, wrapping up a dog, which is very cute. This one I really like. This is especially made for some of you. This is an alarm clock that when the alarm goes off, you have to put that whirly thing into the top. But when the alarm goes off, it launches it somewhere in the room. So you've got to get out of bed to find it to stop the alarm. How good is that? Come on. That's awesome. So we all love to think about gifts. Now, there is a particular term that you may not be familiar with. Jerry Seinfeld actually coined the term years ago. It's called re-giving or re-gifting. And apparently it's taken off. In fact, the Webster's Dictionary now has re-gifting as a word in it. That's when you get a present you don't like and then you decide to re-gift it or give it to someone else, usually someone you don't particularly like. Now, the danger is, have we got any re-gifters here? Let me see your hands. Come on. True confessions. Who's done it at least once? Come on. Yep. My hands up. The danger, of course, with this is that if you're discovered as a re-gifter, you're in trouble. You need to be very careful about who you re-gift to and what the gift is. So we've discovered that, like, personalized gifts are not good. If I give you a gift and it's got Darren on it, I could be in trouble, you know. Monogram gifts and person-specific gifts are not very good for re-gifting. So that's re-gifting. Christmas is a lot of talk about gifts. So I want to mention three gifts this Christmas. Three gifts. Matthew 2 verse 11 says this, and going into the house where they saw the child with Mary his mother, they fell down, this is the wise men, and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There were three gifts offered at that first Christmas, but there was actually more than that being offered. I want to talk about three specific gifts. Number one is the gift of God's Son. The greatest gift that has ever been given to this earth has been God giving his own Son. Why is this such a great gift? What's so important about it? Well, the reason for the gift has been apparent right throughout creation. If you look back at Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, they were made perfect. They were without sin in the Garden of Eden. But God made them with a free will. God didn't want robots. He doesn't create robots. He wants you to love him from your own free will. So what he's created in people is the ability to choose. You can make a choice whether you're going to be, you know, good or bad, naughty or nice, depending on what you're planning for Christmas. Adam and Eve had the choice whether to do right or whether to rebel. And they chose, when the temptation came, they chose to rebel. They chose to go their own way. And the Bible says that that set the precedent for the whole of mankind. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. That's you and that's me. We've all sinned. You might say to me, well, I don't think I've sinned. I've been a good person. That doesn't come into it. We've all sinned. Let me ask you, have you ever told a lie? Have you ever had a bad thought about someone? Have you ever sworn or cussed? Have you ever stolen? Have you ever felt lust? Have you ever said anything that's hurt somebody else? Because if you've done any of those, any whatsoever, then you have sinned as I have sinned. Of course you have. If you're honest, and so have I. We're all sinful because of our sin, we're separated from God, and the penalty for sin is death. Romans 6:23 says this, "For the wages of sin is death." So we deserve death, every one of us. We all get death physically. We're all going to die at some point. But we also get death spiritually, which is being separated from God. The Bible says that man lives once, and after that we face judgment. And at that judgment, we are going to be condemned to an eternity without Christ and without God, or we're going to enter into his presence for the rest of eternity, because all of us will live forever in one place or another. And that's where God's free gift comes in. You see, God loves you and I so much that he doesn't want to see us die and be eternally separated from him. He doesn't want that. What he wants is that all of us will come to repentance and receive this gift of his son. That's why he provided his son. The most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16, which says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." God loves you. God loves me so much. So much that that first Christmas he decided, "I'm going to give my one and only son." You see, God is just, and justice is something that is really, really important. God said, if God decided that he was going to give the gift of eternal life to us, if he decided that he was going to let anybody into heaven, then heaven would be hell. Because we'd all go into heaven with all the sins and the hurts and the problems, the difficulties, the barriers, the prejudice that we have today. We'd take it all to heaven with us if he just let us in. You see, God is just and he's perfect. It means he cannot overlook sin. It wouldn't be right. If God overlooked sin, he wouldn't be just. He wouldn't be holy, and frankly, he wouldn't be God. So how does he get around this? He can't just ignore our sin. We're destined for death. But what he did was he sent his son to die in our place. That's what Christmas is about. It's not at all about a baby. It's about a savior. God's solution was to pass the same judgment. Everything's the same. He cannot be unjust. But then he provided the price for us. Now imagine if you were standing before a judge for your life, and the judge looks at you and says, "Have you ever sinned? Ever? Have you even once ever sinned?" You and I would have to say, "Yes, Lord, we have. Guilty as charged." He can't excuse us. So what he's going to do is he's going to bring that gavel down. Bang! He's going to say, "I pronounce judgment on you." But then he's going to pull out his wallet and he's going to pay your fine for you. He's going to pay it in full. So that's what Christmas is about. When we say God's given us the great gift of his son, what he's given us is an opportunity to bridge the gap back to God. Now the second gift is the gift of eternal life. The first gift was the way. The second gift is what we can receive this very day if we ask Jesus Christ into our life. Now, I mentioned before, the penalty for sin is death. An eternal death, I'm going to speak very frankly here, excuse me for doing this on Christmas Day, eternal death is going to hell forever. It's not God's will, but, you know, I talk to some guys and they say, "Oh, I don't mind going to hell. When I go to hell, I'll be down there with my mates. We'll break out a pack of cards and we'll have some beers and we'll have a good time." No, you won't. You won't, because hell is nothing like that. If you want to know what hell is like, first look at heaven. Heaven is where God is. And so heaven is all the things that God is. Heaven is light, joy, peace, friends, fellowship, singing, laughter. That's heaven. What's hell like? Hell is where God is not. So hell is the exact opposite. Hell is fear, darkness, separation, loneliness, pain. Hell is not fun. But hell is eternal, it's forever. I said before, and it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, God does not want any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. God wants to give you the gift of eternal life this very day. He sent his first gift of his son to open the way so you can receive the second gift of eternal life. And what's more, the penalty's been paid for your sin and you get the chance to live with God forever in heaven. Jesus says in John 14 verse 2, he says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would tell you. I go to prepare a place for you." He's been preparing heaven for 2,000 years for us. I think it's going to be pretty cool, don't you? I can't spend 10 minutes cleaning up my house. He spent 2,000 years making sure that heaven is going to be a place we want to go. So at Christmas time, we're reminded not only did God give his only son for you, but he also gave you the gift of eternal life. And heaven awaits. And you can even have heaven in your heart every day down here by the Holy Spirit who lives in you. The Christian life is the greatest ever. That's why Christians... I'm so excited about Christmas. That's why we're so happy, because we've got those first two gifts. But what's the third gift? The third gift is from you. It's giving your life to Jesus. While God offers you these incredible gifts, if you don't do anything, if you remain passive, nothing happens. See, gift giving takes two people. It takes one to give the gift, and it takes the other one to receive the gift. If I offer you a gift and you say, nope, don't want anything to do with it, do you get the gift? No, you don't, because you decided not to receive it. So God's done his bit. He's offered his hand out to you. He's offered the gift of eternal life to you this morning. The only question is, are you going to receive it or not? Are you going to turn your back on him, or are you going to say, yes, Lord? How do you receive God's gift? It's as easy as ABC. A, accept that you're a sinner. Accept that you need a Savior to bring you back to God. Accept that God's Son came to earth that Christmas day so long ago to die on a cruel cross for you in your place. The second thing is believe. You have the chance today to believe that God has sent his one and only Son and that he died for you. And the third thing is to confess. Confess your sins, confess your need for the Bible, and accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Romans 10 and 9 says this, because you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what's on offer here this morning. Not just a great supper afterwards or morning tea afterwards. Not just some great carols, not a bit of light and a few fake candles. What's on offer this morning is the greatest gifts of all. His Son, eternal life. Will you receive it? So I want to challenge you this morning. You may not come to church very often, I don't know. But I want to challenge you this morning that the greatest gifts are on offer to you this morning. My challenge to you is, what are you going to do? Are you going to accept or are you going to reject? Are you going to say, yes, Lord, or are you going to say no? The choice is up to you. I want to encourage you to accept God's gift this morning. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If you've never received these gifts, make this the greatest Christmas ever. Christmas of eternal significance by accepting the gifts that he offers to you today. Would you close your eyes for me, please? If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, this is the moment. Now is the time. Now is the moment of salvation. You know you're a sinner. You know that you are separated from God. But God this morning has his arms outstretched to you with the greatest gift of all, eternal life, because his Son paid the price. If you've never asked Jesus into your life, say these words after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner. But right now, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin and I ask you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for welcoming me to your family and for giving me the gift of eternal life. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I'm just going to ask you quickly to raise your hand and put it down. We're not going to do much more than that. God bless. There's quite a few of you have done that. That's fantastic. I'm going to ask you to catch up with someone afterwards. We'll direct people your way. We've got some literature we want to give you. But inviting Jesus into your life is the greatest gift you can receive on any Christmas day. And this could be the greatest Christmas ever. Would you bow your heads in prayer once again for me? There are some of you here who, although you have made a commitment to Christ in the past, you have not been walking with him. I want to give you the opportunity to get that bit right, to give him that great Christmas gift back of your life, your entire life, not bits and pieces, not the bits you want to give him, not a little bit here and a little bit there, but 100% all in for Jesus Christ. If that's you and you've been wandering from the Lord, I want to encourage you to pray this after me. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the times that I've walked away from you. But right now, Lord Jesus, I want to recommit my life to you. That everything I say, everything I think, everything I do, and everything I dream for will be in accordance to your will. Lord, take my life and use it in this next year for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you if you prayed either of those prayers. We're going to finish up with a couple of songs, then we have a great morning tea. Thank you. Morning tea, which is going to be up there in the chapel. So why don't you stand and we'll sing a couple of songs to finish.
Silent waters, it fills with delay. day. He'll be by my side, singing Christmas songs. Summertime, but I'm in my singlet, shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in a stranger on a scorching Sunday. Hey, jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Oh, what fun it is to ride across the holy It's getting hot. Three dogs are kangaroos. Shaggy climbs aboard. He is welcome to all the family too. Sitting by the pool. Christmas Day, the Aussie wears by the barbecue. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
You've been listening to Pastor Darren Brown, Senior Pastor of Coast Church, Woombye, on the beautiful Sunshine Coast of Queensland, Australia. For more messages from the heart, transcripts, and other material, visit www.coastchurch.com.au or subscribe on podbean.com. See you next week on Messages from the Heart.